Hello, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Press TV's Top 5. And I'll begin with Germany having warned of a new arms race after the U.S. proposed upgrading its nuclear arsenal. German foreign minister has now called on Europe to push for nuclear disarmament by starting new initiatives for arms control. Sigmar Gabriel says main aim is to uphold existing nuclear treaties with the long-term objective of having a world free of nuclear weapons. Now on Friday, the Pentagon ended the Obama-era nuclear arms policy by announcing a new one, which includes two new types of weapons. U.S. says the policy change is needed to confront future nuclear threats. Russia and China have blasted the new American nuclear policy, describing it as confrontational and dangerous. We're joined out of California by Dr. Alexander Azadgan, professor and editor-at-large at imperialnews.com. Hello, professor. Your thoughts on, the U.S. could be leading, could be trying to push, actually does, push the rest of the world for nuclear disarmament, but somehow exempts itself and Tel Aviv. Help us understand that.
It's a very hypocritical policy that Washington has had for a long time. Every country, every empire, unfortunately, we are no longer a republic, we are no longer even a democracy. We have been declared to be an oligarchy. We'll do anything and everything possible to make sure it has some kind of a military deterrence, and in this case, military offensive edge over its other competitors. So it's very shameful that there is such inconsistency. We were hoping that with the coming into power of Trump, based on the behavior that he displayed during the debates, that he would be more even-handed. But in practice, just like my other colleague right before I came on air stated, is that he's a controlled character. Sometimes he talks globalist. Sometimes his reconciliation with Russia when it comes to nuclear weapon. Not too long ago, he said he got some positive feedback or positive signs from the North Koreans, and that he was pleased with that. But we get all sorts of conflicting answers with this president, all sorts of cognitive dissonance, and it's hard to determine his behavior. There are many people here who believe that this is actually contrived, that he's following the Nixon, Haldeman, madman theory. In other words, the more ridiculous he looks, the more people, especially in North Korea or other countries, would take him seriously, and he would be unpredictable, and hence he would have some kind of a communicative strategic advantage over other countries, in this case, North Korea.
I mean, but you can't tell me that by Washington making, taking a step to, try to make their nuclear arsenal more sophisticated, especially with these, low-yielding, compact nukes, that it's not going to motivate other nuclear powers to, kickstart their programs again. And so this is exactly what it's going to lead to, possibly, an out-of-control nuclear race between Washington and other world powers.
And that's exactly what it is. All the treaties that, for example, United States had with the Soviet Union, we haven't destroyed one missile, neither have they. And also with the low-grade, these weapons that you were talking about just now, these have been in development for a long time. During the Bush-Cheney presidency, Vice President Cheney even threatened to destroy some Iranian facilities using these sort of low-grade weapons. It's very dangerous rhetoric. It's hypocritical. All other countries around the world are paying attention to this. Countries like Japan, who can go nuclear within 3 months. Saudi Arabia, which I will guarantee on international air here, I will guarantee that not only do they have a nuclear program, that they will have a nuclear weapon very soon. And of course, North Korea itself, it gives no incentive for them to want to negotiate or take Washington seriously when this so-called all options are on the table, especially when it comes to nuclear. Also, countries like Iran, who signed the JCPOA, in which they gave away just about every deterrence power that they might have had if they decided to take option B. Everybody's paying very close attention to this lack of consistency from Washington, and I don't think Washington is going to be considered a serious partner to negotiate in any arena, but especially in the arena of nuclear weapons.
Thank you for joining us, Professor. That's Professor Alexander Azadegan, professor and editor-at-large at imperialnews.com, joining us out of Laguna Beach, California.